you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Yeah, the movie is called A Girl in the Basement. And that is, was that Saturday?
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, that's right.
8 Eastern and Pacific, 7 Central.
I love this guy.
Judd Nelson joining
us. Hi, Judd. Thanks for joining the show.
Welcome.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for calling. Are you the bad guy here?
Well, yes, but, you know, bad guys, monsters, villains, they don't think of themselves that way. They think they're the hero of their own story.
You know, I've always heard that. I've always heard that people, actors like to play bad guys because you're right. You play the bad guy as the hero. Is that what you're saying?
Or a bad guy who doesn't think he's...
Yeah.
He doesn't think he's a bad guy.
He doesn't think he's a bad guy.
Okay.
Yeah, right. It's like, you know, you have to take a test to get your driver's license. You don't have to take a test to become a dad.
No,
Some people are ill-equipped for the job, and this guy certainly is ill-equipped being a dad.
All right.
Okay, so he's a bad dad, but he doesn't know it.
When you get scripts over the years, Judd Nelson, over the years, did you like playing the anti-hero more than the hero?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I never have been the kind of person who always makes the right decision, you know.
No, you're right.
I don't know anyone who always makes the right decision.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I definitely like people that have many shades to them.
And obviously your career has had those. I mean, just looking over your filmography, you've been, like you said, everybody, even the good guys, have a little dark side to them. And you've had a bunch of those, obviously. Can you watch anything when something comes on? Actually, it was funny. I just saw you. I knew we were having you on. It's a random thing. And last week, I'm flipping through cable channels, and I find you have a guest role on that show Las Vegas. And all of a sudden, and you were a guy banging a hooker in an elevator or something like that. And I'm thinking, there he shows up right there. So that was pretty crazy. When stuff pops up on TV that you're in.
It's crazy, isn't it? You know, like the body of work. It's, you know, who knows what's in that body of work.
Exactly. And there's a ton of it Judd Nelson has here. Do you watch, if something comes on the TV and you're scrolling through the movie channels and something's on that you were in the past or even most recent past, do you stop or do you move on?
I go right past it.
Okay.
And I hope that anyone else in the room didn't even see it.
because they'll be annoying. I got it.
Does your daughter know
you were? No, it's more like it's just uncomfortable because, you know, we only see ourselves, you know, straight on, right, in the mirror, if at all. And so it's weird. You know, you look different, you sound different. It's like when you listen to an audio tape of yourself that you, you know, make on a little tape recorder. You sound different. It's all peculiar. It's all strange. And so I'd just rather not watch myself. I mean, I've done theater stuff, and you never see yourself do that, so you can convince yourself you were great. But once you see, you go, man, I sucked in that.
Yeah. You have,
man, I sucked in that.
You have three kids. Do they know your work? Do they watch you?
Oh, I don't have any kids.
Oh, no,
what?
What are you reading, Todd?
What am I reading? You have a daughter, according to
don't
see you. Wow, what? I mean, I'm sorry. I've been such a bad dad. I didn't even know I had
that. You're perfectly qualified to play a bad dad.
Don't tell me. don't tell him he's a bad dad.
Wow, geez, I didn't even know. My God, you mean everyone knows I have three kids but me?
Yes.
Wow. That's why they chose you to star in Girl in the Basement.
Right. All right. Do you have a wife, or is this website I'm looking at just completely wrong?
Yeah, it sounds like a really wrong website.
I've never been married. You know, not that I'm against it, but yeah. I've never been married, and I'm not against kids, but I don't have any that I know of.
All right. That I know of. You got to find out what you're reading there. We got to get it to your people here to get that information off the thing there.
OneWorldInformation.com.
Wow, what website is that? Just like Biography Live.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a whole big thing. I mean, I can see him having the wrong amount of kids, but he doesn't have kids, so obviously. Judd Nelson with us. Girl in the Basement Saturday on Lifetime, right?
Yeah. Are you an American actor?
Yes, he is.
That's what this website says.
Yes, he is.
So that's about,
yes, I am. Yeah. Yes, I am an American actor. Yeah.
Then it starts to drift from there.
All right. Do you, what do you get
recognized? And I have always been male.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
Okay.
You're heading these lies off at the pass, right? So we can stop it right now. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. And I've never been president of the United States.
All right.
That's unfortunate.
What did you do? Well, COVID is still happening, I should say. Where were you locked down at for the whole time?
Well, I'll tell you this. I've been practicing social distancing for about 25 years.
Okay.
So,
okay.
The more things change, the more they remain the same. But on this project, it was my first time working during COVID.
Okay.
And it was very odd. We got tested every other day, and we were working outside of Atlanta. So every day was the same. You wake up, you drive to work, you finish work, you drive back to the hotel, and you stay in your room.
Well,
it was a strange echo to the story that we're filming, you know? So there are like 50 people that will lose their jobs if you get sick.
Yeah, you had to stick to the rules. I get that, and rightly so. But I was wondering when people, the actors are doing these shows during COVID, obviously they're all being tested. But when they film the show, you're getting close to people. You're touching people. Was that weird to get back into that? Because, in our real lives, we're not touching anybody.
Well, I tell you, what's fascinating is that all the crew, all the time, is wearing masks.
Okay.
Except when they eat. Right. The actors, Elizabeth Rome, our great director, her first time directing, and you'd never know it. She was really, really capable.
Yeah.
But when she would talk to us, she would have a mask and a visor shield. So trying to keep everyone distant, you try not to touch. But as the actors, once you're rolling, you are definitely unprotected.
Yeah.
But we are getting tested every other day. So you get that sense that you feel safe to the people around you because no one's not getting tested. My goodness. Everyone's getting tested. You had COVID officers on the set, people walking around saying, put your mask on, lift up their mask, cover your nose. They were very detailed, they were very specific, and we all knew this is the way it's got to be. And like the canary in the coal mine, there is a risk. But at the same time, this is what we do.
Yeah, but you got to get that out of your head when you're shooting a scene.
And then other people will die.
Yeah, when you're shooting a scene where you're actually close to people, that's what we were wondering about, how it must have felt a little different for you. Yeah, for sure, after all these years, for this whole year of being
away. It does feel a little different because we've been in a vacuum for the most part for months. But you don't think about it while you're shooting the scene necessarily, or I do. It's like I'm thinking about other things. But then at the end of the day, you go, wow, I hope I'll be okay at the test tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. The girl in the basement this Saturday on Lifetime, Judd Nelson with us. Yeah, that's what the tape was released for, Tom Cruise yelling at people. Because you mentioned when you said that people's jobs are depending on this. You have to stay safe, right? All right. Where can we? What do you?
Yeah, and I think that tape that came out that he said he's making a great case. Perfectly clear what he's saying. It's like you have to be responsible,
right?
So you ask. You have to.
No, I thought he was great.
People's lives depend on it.
Yeah, people's lives. Yeah, we know that for sure here. All right. Hey, good luck, Judd. Hopefully, what do you got? Something else on the pipeline after this movie? Obviously, it looks like there's a bunch of stuff here you're doing.
I'm not sure yet. There's a lot of things that maybe will happen. But again, under the COVID umbrella, nothing is certain. So who knows?
All right, Judd. Thanks for all your work, man. We love all the stuff you've done. Appreciate it. Good luck.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Take care, bud.
All right, take care.
Judd Nelson.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
I wanted that too because I think regular people that aren't actors, and that's everybody in this room, sometimes you'll look at a photo, no matter what, how old you are, you don't look at anybody else around the damn photo. You have a photo of you and your kids, and you go, oh, it looked like, you know. And these actors have to come across movies where they were 20, and now they're 50 or 60.
Yeah.
Or even just a year or two before that. I've always didn't trust actors that could love watching themselves. You know what I mean? Most of the actors we ever talked to, we asked that question. They said, I can't watch myself.
The only perspective I have is, you know, can you listen to yourself?
Well, I used to be able to listen more than recently. I can't anymore.
Oh. I do that with stand-up sets.
I was going to ask you guys to do that because you have to see a stand-up set.
But if I hear stuff from like 20 years ago.
Well, that's different.
I mean, I just cringe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, for an actor, if you have like a bad day on set or whatever, it's like immortalized on film.
Forever.
Now, if you're flipping through the channels, it can just pop up and haunt you years later.
Let's talk about you, Nick, because you're right. We don't do stand-up. And we do this, which is very easy to just do a bunch of audio and hanging out. We don't have to watch videotape of us trying to do this crap.
Thank God.
But you have to watch that to know you get better. You have to see your facial expressions and all that. Are you used to it?
I don't do that.
Oh, you don't?
Listen to the audio.
Got it.
The video's tough.
Yeah, you
got it. And I don't have a camera. The audio's just so much easier. And then if I've gone back and tried to watch it before, I'm like, man, like, am I a B cup? Yeah. My gut looks bad. Like, it's hard to focus on
material. I mean, obviously, there's a ton of comedians do a lot of specials all over TV, and not all of them are studs. They're just regular-looking dudes. I wonder how they sit and watch that.
Or
maybe they're not as shallow as we are.
Yeah, I just can't get past that. But yeah. I'll listen to the audio.
But and
it took a while to be able to ramp up to be able to do that.
Yeah,
you don't do it, but there's got to be some guys that break down the game film, look at a set, look at the whole video.
Well, they have to because a lot of these guys are doing videos. I mean, they're doing specials on Netflix, so they got to look at those.
Well, and some comedians, the comedy is more physical for them,
right?
And so the stage presence and the physicality of it has to be broken down.
All
right. Yeah, I'm not real physical. I mean, sometimes I'll stand on like one part of the stage and I'll like move to the other, that's about as far as it goes.
The B cup.
No, yeah. You are that. You're just you're the beaten down comedian.
Sometimes you'll take the mic out of the mic stand and, and move.
Well, I always I always think about like Chris Rock, the great Chris Rock kind of stalks the stage back and forth.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Even did that on SNL when they gave him the monologue.
That's right.
He would move back and forth across the stage, and nobody does that at SNL.
Or, you know, I haven't watched it yet. I'm saving for this weekend. The brand new Brian Regan is on Netflix. And Brian Regan makes all kinds of facial expressions.
Yeah.
He moves around his body and does stuff, you know.
You would have to go back and look at that.
He's hilarious.
Because that helps to make the joke work.
Yeah. I watched a video a long time ago, and I realized I was, like, pacing around too much on stage. So I'm like, I need to stop moving around so much. And then I just stood in the same spot on stage for years after that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Then I had to get myself, I'd be like, you know, I need to start like moving around up here. I'm not like I'm taking the mic stand out and then just not going anywhere. I'm like, why am I even taking it out?
Speaking of comedians, I bet you Billy Gardell's fans, buddies are giving him crap about his diabetes commercials.
Oh yeah.
First of all, that's a ton of money. So good for him. But the scene I'm thinking about when we get Billy on is when they show the upper shot of him going through the cones.
Yeah.
You know, he says, oh, really? Really? Because Billy's just a self-deprecating dude.
He didn't exactly look like a natural.
He's done that before, I assume, but it looked like he hadn't.
No, the cone thing was stupid.
No,
it was dumb. It was dumb.
Nobody does that.
There's no exercise in that at all. If you weigh 7,000 pounds, that's exercise. But not for Billy. He's an active dude.
You know what's good for diabetes? Agility drills.
It's not. What do you even know?
No.
It wasn't that. You see the commercial. It's not agility drills. It's a circle as big as his desk, and he's just walking around them.
Yeah, but it's like footwork. He's trying. He's going in and out.
But he's going slow.
That's not. No.
Yeah. It's just. I guarantee if I'm his best friend. That's what I'm calling about.
That's something I would have done in physical therapy.
Yeah. Maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe, Todd. You might have actually been more strenuous than that.
What's it a commercial for?
It's a diabetes drug.
Diabetes drug.
Obviously, he wouldn't do the commercial if he didn't have do it. You know?
Yeah, it helps him get his A1C in his range.
Yeah. But it's so straightforward and so non-what we know of Billy, you know.
Yeah, but when Big Pharma comes after these guys, they throw, I can't say no money at them.
Oh, that's a big paycheck.
Neelan did that one years ago.
That's a big paycheck.
Right.
Because he had that disease.
Yeah,
because
he had the AFib.
Ray Liotta for Shanty.
Oh, yeah.
Mickelson was doing something for a while.
It's rheumatoid arthritis.
Yeah.
Because he has it.
Right.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing. You do kind of have to have the disease to do those.
I am gonna bring it up with Billy next time we talk to him, just about the cones.
Yeah.
The only thing that makes me laugh is the cones, because you know he's thinking, oh, geez.
Well, there's another shot of him like doing curls with a resistance band standing in the park for some reason.
And he's got to be straight faced.
Sure. Yeah. I'm Billy Gardell, and I believe this BS.
Well, you got to figure it's done something for him.
Oh, sure. Nealon was in the studio. He said that he got prescribed that drug before he got the offer to do the commercials.
Right, right.